Good morning. It's a Friday morning. Now, we don't normally talk to Ken Lovett on Fridays, but we didn't get a chance to talk to him on Monday, Memorial Day. Good morning. Ken is the, of course, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about the bickering that's going on in Albany, the state senate specifically. We read a story by our Karen DeWitt about the lieutenant governor angry over shutting things down when she was about to make a vote on the women's health care bill, but we're getting a little fight over there in the state legislature.
Yeah, we haven't really seen something like this since the coup back in 2008, when they shut down the Senate for about a month. In this case, the Senate is operating, but because the Republicans have lost a member, Tom Croce of Long Island, he went back into military service. Right now, it's 31-31, and you need 32 votes to pass anything. So the Democrats are trying to take advantage of the situation by pushing various hostile amendments that have to deal with abortion bills and things the Republicans don't want to do. They brought the lieutenant governor in who presides over the Senate to try and force it through, and the Senate, basically the Senate Republicans, shut down. Today, that was on Wednesday. Yesterday, they tried to get a bill passed on concussions in private schools, dealing with concussions on private schools, and that went down because it didn't have the 32 votes, and right now everything's really just in chaos.
Well, the item in your column today, congestion price plan best, according to the governor, and that is the congestion pricing plan for New York City, not the millionaire's tax, would be, according to the governor, the best way to pay proposed $19 billion five-year plan to repair the subway system.
Right, and at the same time, Cynthia Nixon, who has been extremely critical, she's running against the governor in the Democratic primary. She's been extremely critical of his handling of the subway situation. She put out her plan yesterday for the first time on what she would do, and it's kind of a mix of what the governor, the MTA, and the mayor want to do to fund the improvements. Basically, she would have a congestion pricing component where cars that drive in and out of the city into congested areas would have to pay a toll. On top of that, she would have a millionaire's tax, and part of that money raised would go toward the subways. That's something the mayor wants that the governor says there's no political will to do. She would also help fund it with a polluter's fee that would be basically a tax on fossil fuel companies and others who pollute, and she says that would raise $7 billion a year, and some of that could go toward the subways as well.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us now. We will talk to Ken on Monday, though we will be in our WAMC fund drive. So you will be able to hear Ken's thoughts on Monday online at WAMC.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.